At 4 minutes past the hour, 3 o'clock, coming your way from our studios here on the southwest side of the city of Five Seasons, Cedar Rapids. It is the Gym Class taking you through the 3 o'clock hour here today. Thank you very much for joining us. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, Alex Kuhn, our producer. We're going to talk some fantasy football with you. And our fantasy football talk is brought to you by Imon Communications. We'll be doing that coming up here at the bottom of the hour with Chris Liss of RotoWire.com, our favorite German correspondent. Do we know where in Germany he is at, Mark? Do we know that?
I'm not quite sure.
Okay.
But the reception is great. Chris is still as knowledgeable as ever. He's going to spend a year in Germany.
A year in Germany.
Yeah.
I've got many questions for Chris before we even dive into fantasy football. So if you have your questions for fantasy football, get them ready to go. We will have you pass them along to Chris Liss via the text line or the phone lines at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. That will be coming up later on today. First part of the show, it's kind of what did your old boss, Gus Schrader, used to say?
Pass the hash.
It's all hash today, ladies and gentlemen. That's kind of the way it is. We got a lot of things to discuss. Nothing earth-shattering, but a lot of things to kick around. We got Iowa playing in the Little League World Series. They have just taken a 3-1 lead in the fourth inning as that pesky Johnston team continues to hang around and hang around. And who knows? Maybe they'll go through the loser's bracket and get back to the championship game. That would be pretty interesting.
Well, there's only 8 teams left, 4 on the international side, 4 on the U.S. side. And should Johnston win today, it's in the U.S. championship, for what it's worth.
Now, would they have to win 2 then? Would they have to beat the team twice?
Well, they got beat by Kentucky, and Kentucky's still in it, so I don't know how it works.
I don't know how it works. I don't know.
We'll know when we get there.
Well, just win the game, man. That's all you got to do. Just keep winning the game. So we'll keep you updated on that. We got afternoon baseball going on as well. Yes, I know it's always 76 and beautiful in San Diego. As Ron Burgundy called it in the fantastic film Anchorman. But boy, if you're a sports fan in San Diego, it's not going well right now. You have the only number one pick still unsigned in the National Football League with Joey Bosa, the former defensive lineman for the Ohio State Buckeyes. He has turned down the latest contract offer, Mark, and that is part one of San Diego's problems. But that's what our poll question deals with today.
Indeed, and Bosa has essentially turned down the Chargers contract, which includes, quote-unquote, the team's best offer. And in addition to that, the largest signing bonus for any player in the last 2 drafts. Now, there's technical stuff that Bosa is balking at, payment schedule, whatnot. But nevertheless, he has turned it down right now, and it looks like he will miss the season opener against the Chiefs.
Oh, man, yeah. That's too bad.
And perhaps beyond that. And actually, holdouts have not been very common in recent years.
No, they haven't been. They haven't been. But San Diego kind of fumbled the ball early on with this, and it's really not even it hasn't taken a turn for the good. We'll get our poll up and running here. It deals with Joey Bosa, and it's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. So we will have that for you coming up here in just a little bit.
Yeah, the Chargers had the number 3 draft pick and took Bosa, and he is, I think he's the only first-round holdout.
Yes, he is.
Right now. And for a team that really needs to bolster its defense, this is not good right now. And, you know, what should Bosa do? You know, when you're quibbling about millions here and there, is it a matter of principle? The guy ahead of you got this or that, or the guy last year got this or that?
Yes. And no. You want to go out for the best contract you can get. There's no doubt about that. And obviously, Joey Bosa thinks that the San Diego Chargers have not reached out and offered him the contract that he can go with at this point. Quarterbacks were taken first and second. in this draft. So obviously he's the first non-quarterback to be taken. I'm not sure he can get quarterback money. I don't think it's a bad offer that the Chargers have made, especially the one today, but in Joey Bosa's mind, he's made his bed and he's lying in it, I guess is the best way to put it. Now Joey Bosa could remain a holdout and perhaps go into the draft again next year and try it all over again. You got to think the San Diego Chargers then would not spend a draft choice on him. You would think that would be the case anyway, but who knows? Still some time to sign, but as far as Joey Bosa and playing early on in the San Diego Chargers year, that's probably not going to happen.
Bosa's mother is on record as saying he should have pulled an Eli Manning.
Is it good when your mom is involved in contract negotiations? You would think you would be able to take care of contract negotiations without your mother, but maybe they're close. Maybe it's a sort of Cliff Clavin type thing.
She cares about him, Scott.
Well, that's great and wonderful and all, but you know, you have agents for that, right?
Yeah.
You have other people that can take care of things. We've just had a development in Williamsport. A 3-run dinger for Tennessee, and they now lead Iowa 4-3. That is in the fourth inning. We'll keep you updated. Other scores going on. The other part of the misery in San Diego, the Padres are playing today. Cubs have already jumped out to a 3-0 lead. A Ben Zobrist triple today for the Chicago Cubs. Houston beat Pittsburgh, that by a score of 5-4. Going on right now, Milwaukee leading Colorado 2-1. That is in the sixth inning. Oakland with the early jump on the Cleveland Indians out on the West Coast. That's a 2-0 lead for the Athletics. They are in the second as well. And the Yankees lead the Seattle Mariners by a score of 2-0 as well. And we've got Twins baseball coming up later on tonight. Twins will try to get back on the winning track as they will take on the Detroit Tigers.
Tomorrow, very much looking forward to our first tailgate tour appearance. That will be at Cedar Rapids Kennedy High School. We've been doing this for several years. Now we go around to different campuses in the metro area. Alex Kuhn will be doing the same in spots where people listen to the South Gym. I think he's at Iowa City High on Friday. But very much looking forward to getting out to Kennedy. And the Cougars open the season with a pretty tough game.
Yeah, they do. Muscatine and Kennedy coming up. And that will be on Thursday night. We'll have the game for you right here on KGYM. Looking forward to bringing that to you. John Hegarty will join me in the booth. Our good friend Dennis Canock back on the sidelines joining us starting on Thursday night. It's brought to you by First Federal Credit Union, a presenting sponsor of high school football right here on KGYM. 7 o'clock, that'll be in all three of our frequencies, 1600 AM, 107.5, and 106.3 FM.
What do you think of the metro scene this year? I'm curious, because last year it was a really good year. Kennedy made the finals. Wash and Jeff made the playoffs. Prairie made the playoffs. Of course, the playoff field being cut in half this year. So that's going to make it all the more difficult for teams to make it. But just scoping out some of the preseason articles and talk that you had with the coaches here in KGYM, I think it's going to be a pretty good year.
I think it's going to be a good year. Maybe not quite as good as what we experienced last year. And, Mark, you know football as well as I do. It was a banner year. It was a historic year for Kennedy, Wash, and Jeff. It was the best year they ever had combined. They had 30 wins last year. Jefferson won their first playoff game in over 20 years last year. Washington's two losses were to Kennedy, whose only loss was to Dowling in a state championship game. You had Jefferson having to go to Mount Vernon and play, thank you, Dick Simmons, at Cornell College because they couldn't have a triple-header at Kingston Stadium, we found out. Yeah, doubleheader. Had two doubleheaders. I don't know if we're going to have that success that Jeff, Wash, and Kennedy had together for the three of them, but I think it's going to be a pretty good year. Iowa City is going to be good as well with City High and West. I think City High is maybe flying under the radar, and I think Dan Sabers loves that. I think Linmar is going to be improved. Prairie is going to be better, I think, with the second year of Mark Bliss and getting that offense underneath them. Marion football. And Coach Lovell over there, I think he's going to get things back in the right direction. That's too good of a program to suffer what they have suffered over the last couple of years, losing 17 in a row And then he got Mount Vernon around the area here, number one in preseason in Class 2A. West Delaware's got a terrific player. They got to replace Coy Russell up there, 2,000 yard back. But there's just, and then you got West Branch and Regina. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of good football. A lot of good football around here.
Xavier's going to be really
strong. Xavier's going to be very good, too.
Open with Regina, I think, right?
Correct.
And plays Decorah, which is some polls number two in the class. Yeah, I think Kennedy, Jeff, and Wash will be good again and contend for playoff spots. I really look for Linmar to make a move. I think 4-6 last year. Got their quarterback back, running back, receivers. If they can develop in spots where they graduated, I think Bob Forsythe's program can make a step forward. But, you know, it's good to see a lot of teams doing well in the metro and in the area. And like you, I hope Marion felt bad for Tony Perkins. But Lovell, I hope he gets it going there sooner than later.
I would agree with that. And speaking of tomorrow night, they put up the brand new scoreboard at Kingston Stadium. Video board and scoreboard out there in the south end zone. It is now up.
Really?
Testing it out. Looks great. Looks great. It's going to be, it's much bigger than it's been in the past. The video portion of it will be on the top end of the scoreboard. And then all the pertinent information for the game will be on the bottom. But that's going to be cool to see tomorrow night. In action. In action. We got everything going. And we also should mention, we got our brand new scoreboard show hosted by Jeff Downing and a cast of thousands coming up on Friday nights. Immediately following our game up through 11 o'clock, going to have all the scores from the area, top 10 scores. Also, we'll have scores from around the state of Iowa as well, and some reports as well, trying to put that together. So, yeah, it's going to be fun. Going to be a lot of good football. So just keep it right here to KGYM, starting tomorrow night and then through Friday night.
And the following week, we'll be in the thick of it, and we'll begin college football coverage. Well, we've already begun with some previews on KGYM, gym class, and APC. But we'll get into it in earnest. And we were looking at the first week of the college football schedule, and it's
great,
really,
games.
Really strong.
Great games. Absolutely loaded. Maybe the best first week of college football that we've ever had, which leads up to a second week that's a yawner. But that's okay. Except for Iowa State. That's one of the biggies in week number two, believe it or not. Iowa-Miami came up just a tick short in some of the prognostications about some of the top games. But, you know, it is what it is.
Did you see CBS Sports Big 12 predictions today?
I did. Let's take a break. We'll talk about that coming up.
Sounds good.
All right, we'll take a break. 319-366-1600. If you'd like to comment a little bit about high school football, you'd like to talk about Iowa State, we'll let you know what the CBS sports folks think about the Cyclones and the rest of the Big 12. When we come back, you're listening to the Wednesday edition of the Gym Class. Chris List coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Stay with us. More to come after this. KGYM.
You know that Airgas USA, LLC, is one of the nation's leading suppliers of industrial, medical, and specialty gases? But did you know we also carry welding and safety supplies, hardware and tools, and offer MRO products and services to industrial and commercial vendors? We do, and we have a location right here in Cedar Rapids, on C Avenue Northeast. So the bottom line, Airgas USA, LLC, has gas, welding, and safety supplies. We're 30 years strong and getting stronger. See us at airgas.com.
ABC Supply in Cedar Rapids is looking for you. They're hiring right now and have opportunities for motivated drivers. At ABC Supply, you'll be a part of a great team and working the nation's largest supplier of exterior building supplies. And their benefits are excellent, like health, dental, vision, 401k, and profit sharing. You'll also get paid vacations and holidays, and you'll be home at night. Ready to build your career at ABC Supply? Apply right now at abcsupply.com.
It's only 16 days until the NFL kicks off the 2016 season. Don't miss a minute of the action. Get NFL Red Zone from NFL Network now. Every touchdown from every game Sunday afternoons. NFL Red Zone from NFL Network is available on Mediacom. Go to mediacomcable.com.
Monday through Friday from 3 to 4, the Gym Class with UNASH and Dukes. KGYM.
We are back with you here on the Gym Class Wednesday edition. We are going to talk to Chris List of rotowire.com. That'll be coming up here in just a moment or so. And we'll get you that poll question coming up as well, courtesy of Emil's Hideaway. If you want more information about our high school football schedules and matchups, you can go to our website at kgymradio.com. And also, if you want more information on what's coming up next Friday, it's Fry Fest. It's going to be a big happening, as, of course, all things Hawkeye down there. It'll be held at the Exhibition Hall, the Coralville Marriott, from 4 o'clock until 7 o'clock. The APC will be there. It's going to have Hairball at 8 o'clock. In fact, the APC is going to give you a chance to win some tickets to see Hairball. That'll be coming up on the 6 o'clock showdown tonight. And also the first ever fireworks display. And all the trophies will be in one place. It's a year of many firsts at Fry Fest coming up on Friday, September 2nd. For more information, go to kgymradio.com. We have a Dr. Pepper prize pack we're going to be giving away as well on the program. And that will be coming up here in just a little bit. You mentioned Big 12 and what exactly the folks at CBS Sports. They're rating all the conferences and kind of going up and down the line and see exactly who's going to do well, who's not going to do well, who's going to be surprise teams, etc. And we know one thing, as far as Matt Campbell's first year in Ames, at least according to some of the experts with CBS Sports, not a lot is expected of Iowa State. Right now, of the seven members of the CBS Sports college football team, they are all in agreement of Iowa State finishing consensus ninth out of 10 teams in the Big Ten, or Big 12, I beg your pardon, with only Kansas underneath them.
I'm going to take the over on that. I think Matt Campbell brings an element of surprise to the table. You got an experienced quarterback, experienced, talented running back, a good core of receivers, excellent defensive backs. The big question is the offensive line for Iowa State. And if that can develop at all, I think Iowa State is a surprise team in the Big 12. And I'm not saying it's going to contend for the Big 12 championship, but I think it can contend with the likes of Kansas State and Texas Tech, West Virginia, and the like.
No one is expecting much about Kansas State as well. They are pretty much picked eighth up and down. And I know Bill Snyder is probably licking his chops for that, because that is exactly what he would like to see. I'm with you. I think Iowa State, with the schedule that they have in front of them, I think I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility to get six. Now, it's not going to be easy to get six. But the possibility is there, I think, to get it. Iowa State has to beat UNI. No doubt about it. They have to beat UNI.
69-36 on the Guppies on the Go text line. Does UNI beat Iowa State this year?
I think they can. I'm just talking from an Iowa State perspective right now. If Iowa State has any aspirations of going to the postseason, they have to beat UNI. No doubt about it. San Jose, then it's two tough games on the road at Iowa, and then they go to Fort Worth to take on TCU in the Big 12 opener. Not going to be easy on both of those, but Iowa and Iowa State play close games.
They do.
Every year. Not saying they're going to win, just saying that at least in recent history, they play close games. San Jose State, they've been to bowl games, but Iowa State should win that at home, you got to think. Baylor coming in, and that's going to be game five. And like we said, I think Baylor's got more talent than Iowa State. There's no doubt about that. But what's going to happen with the psyche of the Baylor Bears?
Baylor's picked to finish at anywhere between third and sixth, and I'm going to take the lower end of that scale. I just think that the program's in turmoil. Still a lot of talent.
Right.
There's no doubt about that. But just a team in turmoil, I think.
Last five games will make or break Iowa State season. Because after Baylor, they go to Okie State, they go to Texas. That was going to be tough. Although Iowa State won last time, I believe they were in Austin, and have had success against UT. But then the last five, four of those at home, three of them very winnable. Kansas State, then Oklahoma on a Thursday night. And I remember what happened the last time. Iowa State played on a weeknight with a nationally rated team coming in.
That was the other Oklahoma team.
And they took them out of the national title contention. Mm-hmm. Not saying it's going to happen, Not saying it's going to happen, but it's at home. And rather do that than go to Norman. But Kansas State, Oklahoma at Kansas, Texas Tech, and then West Virginia both at home to close out the season. You can get six out of that, but you got to win all those games that are iffy.
I agree. On the seven-member panel that CBS Sports trotted out here, Oklahoma got six out of the seven first-place votes, the other one going to TCU. TCU, a dominant second pick, Oklahoma, by the person that picked TCU number one, Oklahoma number two. Oklahoma State got a second-place vote there. And then it's really a mixed bag for third, Oklahoma State, Texas, Baylor, TCU, and then you go on and on. But Iowa State and Kansas, unanimous ninth and tenth picks.
And it doesn't surprise me. It doesn't surprise me. Just because of the fact that Iowa State and Kansas have been down, especially Kansas. No doubt about that. They've been down over the past two decades. Not that long. Since Mangino.
If you live in this state, whether you're a Hawkeye fan, Panther fan, what have you, I think it's a lot better when Iowa State, you and I are all relevant.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Much better. Much better with that. You want to see that. At least I want to see that anyway. It's good for radio. It's good for business, Mark. When Iowa State and you and I are all going great guns, it is good for business out there. 26 minutes past the hour. We're going to get you bottom of the hour Sports Center and get to Chris List of rotowire.com. If you have some thoughts about the Big 12 and Iowa State, let us know via the Guppies on the Go text line at 319-366-1600. Should pass this along. Thinking of our friends in Northeast Iowa today. We went through this, of course, back during the flood, but they had a big rain event go through last night. Decorah, Fort Atkinson, all kinds of flash flooding up there in Northeast Iowa, and still very high river levels right now and creek levels. So we're thinking of the people in Northeast Iowa right now.
And right now that's moved off into Indiana. And
they are getting clobbered.
Yeah.
In fact, a tornado just went north of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. They had some pictures on social networking about that. And Kokomo was hit really hard by a tornado. So, yeah, not good. Not good with the late season storms going through. Not good as well. Tennessee with a couple more runs. It's now 7-3 Tennessee as they go to the fifth inning up in Williamsport against the team from Johnston, Iowa. So it's going to have to be another comeback day for the folks in Johnston or in Williamsport. There you go.
Still good showing. Have won two out of three and competitive in this one as well. So hats off to them.
Yeah, hats off to them indeed. 27 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. As I mentioned, we'll get you a Sports Center update coming up. We've got a Dr. Pepper prize pack we will be giving away as well. John Krant is going to join us coming up tomorrow. And then on Friday, one of the guests that will be... Actually, no, I beg your pardon. John will be on Friday because we'll be at the tailgate tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Getting ahead of myself a little bit. So we'll talk all things Kennedy football coming up tomorrow in Kennedy High School. Looking forward to that with Aaron Stecker. They had a little news today. Dan Gratz, their softball coach over the last three seasons, who's really did a great job of turning around that program. They were number one in the state in 5A at the end of the year. He has resigned today. He is going to be the brand new director of softball operations for the Iowa Hawkeyes. So a big jump up for Dan, and congratulations to him on that.
Sounds like a nice move for him. And Kennedy off to a nice start and winning the season opener in volleyball last night against Jefferson. Got a swimming win last night as well, and we'll see how the Cougar football team does tomorrow night.
Yeah, and always fun with Coach Ross there, talking swimming with him.
John Ross, yes.
Because he's always very upbeat and always has good things to say about the swimmers.
Had a heck of a year last year.
And had a great year last year and having another great start to the season again this year. So we will talk about that coming up. All things Kennedy tomorrow, and then John Cranton on Friday, and Luke Feddersen's going to join us from iowapreps.com on Friday. We'll kick off the high school football season talking with him and getting his thoughts about who's going to be good. We gave our thoughts a little bit about it, and we'll get his thoughts on that. So that'll be coming up on the Friday edition of the show. Look at that. Is that a little puck action there on the television for a moment? I'm not sure which Puck that is. If that is that JJ Puck?
This is JT Puck. It's got to be JJ. I think it's JJ's son.
We have Pucks out there.
And his favorite athlete is AJ Puck.
A lot of Pucks in Cedar Rapids, of course. Great lineage at Washington, and now moved to the capital city a little bit, at least the suburbs of the capital city a little bit as well. So great for them to be there. All right, we're going to get you a Sports Center update, and then Chris Liss of RotoWire.com is going to join us from Germany. Your fantasy football questions are welcome for Chris, either via the Guppies on the Go text line at 319-366-1600, or just give us a call and get in line via the phone lines at 319-366-1600. That will be coming up next. All kinds of fantasy football drafts are in the offing. You got to get that ready to go. If you got questions, we got the guy that can help you out with that. It's brought to you by I'm on Communications. We need to get you to a SportsCenter update, and this update is brought to you by Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion. Take advantage of their Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 o'clock. Back after this, KGYM.
Play your next round of golf at Hunter's Ridge Golf Course. Take advantage of the Dew Sweeper Special every Monday through Friday before 11 a.m. Need some practice? Nothing compares to Hunter's Ridge Practice Facility with a driving range, chipping green, and large putting green. Hunter's Ridge is a daily fee course just outside the city noise on the north edge of Marion. Make Hunter's Ridge Golf Course your place to play and practice. Come play where the pros play. Hunter's Ridge Golf Course in Marion.
Well, I mean, is it even
yes.
blown? I think if they...
It's been headlines on SportsCenter. Tom Brady had a personal reason to miss. He's back. Everything seems to be fine. He's not playing.
Progressive presents Mind Flowness with Flo.
You feel yourself getting lighter with each Progressive discount. Paperless, safe driver, multi-car. Yes, lighter. Like a new line of sneakers. Or a slugger on a crash diet the week before spring training. Stay away from the cheesecake.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Quarts of Castrol GTX conventional motor oil and a MicroGuard filter for $22.99. Plus, earn double O rewards points on this offer and a $10 O'Reilly gift card after mail-in rebate. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, it's me, your house. If these walls could talk, which they can, they'd say it's time for a fresh coat of paint. Lowe's Paint Pledge guarantees that if you don't love it, they'll make it right. Do that for me, and I'll keep my floors quiet when you sneak down for your midnight snack.
Make your home happy today with huge Labor Day deals right now at Lowe's, like $10 to $40 off select paint and primer, stains and sealants, and resurfacers via rebate. Valid 824 through 912. Pledge valid on interior and exterior liquid paint purchases only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Doug Brown. The San Diego Chargers are now resigned to the fact rookie defensive end Joey Bosa won't be on the field in time for the season opener. The first-round pick from Ohio State continues his holdout today, rejecting what the team called its best offer. The Chargers will now restructure an offer based on less than a full 16-game season. According to ESPN's Adam Schefter, Broncos GM John Elway and Cardinals coach Bruce Arians will join the NFL's competition committee. They'll replace Rams coach Jeff Fisher, who's stepping down, and another unknown committee member. The committee reviews rules proposals and makes recommendations on changes. LSU running back Leonard Fournette should be back at practice tomorrow. He's out of a walking boot now after a sprained ankle during a scrimmage last week. Baseball scoreboard, the Astros beat the Pirates today 5-4. Cubs lead the Padres 3-1 in the third. Brewers have a 3-1 lead on the Rockies in the seventh. The A's lead the Indians 5-0 in the third. Yankees lead the Mariners 2-0 in the third. On ESPN Radio, 6 Eastern, Orioles and Nats.
Want cash back at Costco, Sam's Club, and BJ's today? Use your Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards Visa credit card and earn 2% cash back at wholesale clubs. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
Just give us a move.
The oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000 mile mark. And right now, you can get 5 quarts of Valvoline Conventional and an STP oil filter for just $22.99. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Hoods up, America.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions and details in store.
It starts with the tires. Add in the pilots.
San Francisco Tower, clear to land on 29er right.
Flight 232, clear to land 29er right.
150 sleepy passengers homeward bound. Descending through the clouds, flaps full, gear down. Runway in sight, where the rubber meets the road. And touching down, those Goodyear tires. Everything we learn making tires for commercial airliners inspires what we roll into yours. Go to Goodyear.com to find the right tire in store for you. Goodyear, more driven.
Hey, it's me, your house. If these walls could talk, which they can, they'd say it's time for a fresh coat of paint. Lowe's Paint Pledge guarantees that if you don't love it, they'll make it right. Do that for me, and I'll keep my floors quiet when you sneak down for your midnight snack.
Make your home happy today with huge Labor Day deals right now at Lowe's. Like $10 to $40 off select paint and primer, stains and sealants, and resurfacers via rebate. Valid 8/24 through 9/12. Pledge valid on interior and exterior liquid paint purchases only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. U.S. only.
Metro playoff teams from a year ago collide to start the 2016 football season this Friday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unich. Join John Hegarty and me Friday night at 7 on 1600 AM as number 3 Washington meets Prairie. The Warriors are coming off a 10-win season and face a Hawk team looking for the big win at home. That's high school football presented by First Federal Credit Union. Number 3 Washington at Prairie. Friday night at 7, followed by the KGYM Scoreboard Show on 1600 AM KGYM.
You'll probably find them either on the golf course or at the bowling alley. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes, the gym class on KGYM.
Back with you at 3:36 here on the Wednesday edition of the gym class, KGYM. We have Twins baseball coming up tonight as the Twins. We'll take on the Detroit Tigers, 107.5 FM. We'll have that for you coming up this evening at 7 o'clock. Johnston continues to trail 7-3 against Tennessee. They just squandered a bases-loaded opportunity with two outs as Johnston with a ground ball back to the mound, and Tennessee threw them out. So it's 7-3 still. I never thought I'd be following Little League World Series action, Mark. But
well, we had a text. Somebody wanted us to keep them updated, so we oblige. We have the poll question now at KGYMradio.com, sponsored by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast. What would you do if you were Joey Bosa? Accept San Diego's offer, continue holding out, but ultimately sign, or wait for next year's draft?
Go ahead and vote, KGYMradio.com. Like to hear from you. It's brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Before we get to Chris real quick, and your questions, which are already starting to come in via the Guppies on the Go text line, this is why I like calling stadiums by their old names and original names, Mark. I have to get used
to... For example, Comiskey Park.
Comiskey Park. Okay. New Comiskey Park.
All right.
Can it just be called that? Starting on November 1st, it will not be U.S. Cellular Field anymore. The Illinois Sports Facilities Authority has just announced at the bottom of the hour here, starting November 1st, it will now be Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago. As for the next 13 years, Guaranteed Rate and the Chicago White Sox, along with the Illinois Sports Facilities Authority, have entered a contract for the next 13 years. So 17 through 29-ish or so. 2029, the White Sox will play their games at Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago.
I honestly can't keep track. I don't know about you
either
out there, but I can't keep track.
I can't either. I know it's business, and I know it's modern-day business, but, you know, that's the way it goes. That's the way it goes, and that's the way it is.
Yeah.
We got to learn to accept it, Mark. We move on with the times.
They probably don't have that problem in Germany.
Two old codgers like us. I don't know. Chris List joins us here from Germany, our favorite German correspondent here on the Wednesday edition of the show. V. Gates, as they say, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? This is, yes, so you're doing Little League World Series and then international radio guest.
You can't beat that, can you?
Yeah, and by the way, my favorite stadium name is American Taxpayer Field, the one the Mets play at.
Oh, that's
right. We bailed them out, right? We bailed them out. Sorry, it should be called American. I call it American Taxpayer Field.
I think you'll hear from our friend Mr. Ryder, who's a Mets fan. But no, that's the way it goes.
Chris, it's that time of year, and a lot of us. Well, you've been involved in some drafts already. A lot of us are going to be coming up on a couple, but several texts coming in already on our text line for you. 25-23. I pick middle in a 10-man PPR league. Where do I go with my first pick?
Well, I mean, I'm assuming that the big three, and by the big three, I mean Antonio Brown, Odell Beckham, and Julio Jones will be off the board. I would love to get David Johnson. I'm all in. I was a little skeptical early in the spring and early summer, but if you have quotes from Bruce Arians saying, I don't want to jinx it, this guy's Marshall Faulk, I don't want to say anything because I don't want to get hurt. I mean, they are just saying the craziest things about David Johnson there. So I am willing to take him fourth, even though I'm usually a receiver-heavy guy. But if he's gone, then I'm looking at A.J. Green, Allen Robinson, DeAndre Hopkins, that crop of receivers.
We had a text as well earlier on about Antonio Brown. No-brainer. No-brainer at all. Don't even think about it, Chris, that Antonio Brown should be the first choice in every draft.
Well, certainly in a PPR league with three receivers. There's just no. I mean, I just don't see with those three receiver PPR leagues, two running backs. I think you just take him. He's just going to get so much volume. And if you look at the games that he played with Roethlisberger last year, remember Roethlisberger missed four games, and Antonio Brown played with just terrible quarterbacks. And instead, he would have prorated to 2,100 yards and like 160 catches. He would have destroyed the all-time record. So I think in a PPR for sure. If it's a non-PPR, you know, again, I would put David Johnson right there, but I'd probably still be a coward and take Brown.
59-10 on the text line, Chris. In a 10-team standard league, who are several sleepers trending in the right direction to target in the draft?
Well, you know, in a 10-team league, sleepers are not as deep as in maybe, you know, a 12 or a 14. Guys like Devin Funchess, who are looking good in camp and pushing for the number one receiver role, all the second-year receivers, that's when receivers break out. We did a study about 10 years ago, and year two is the most common one for receivers to have their first 1,000-yard campaign. That's the year they break out. So guys like Philip Dorsett, Devin Funchess, if you want to go deeper, you know, just for lottery tickets, who knows if Dorial Green-Beckham and Nelson Agholor or Sammy Coates, who's struggled a little bit lately in camp. But it's the year two guys that you want to bet on. Kevin White is another one.
319-366-1600 is our phone and our Guppies on the Go text line if you have a question for Chris, as 9355 does. Chris, I need a keeper, Eric Decker or C.J. Anderson. I kept Dez Bryant last year and can't keep him again.
I would go C.J. Anderson. I'm not a Decker guy. He's good because he gets a lot of red zone looks, but C.J. Anderson has a chance to be a real three-down back on a team that I think is going to hide the quarterback and just run the ball as much as possible. Mm.
And Chris's appearance, of course, brought to you by Imon Communications. And thanks to Imon for helping us out with Chris and everything fantasy football here on KGYM. I have a Josh Gordon question. How quickly should one gobble up Josh Gordon?
So I was a huge Josh Gordon apologist for the last few years. I don't know if I spilled over into this segment, might well have. But this year, I'm not as in. I'm willing to take a flyer in round seven, but, I mean, it's been 3 years since he was that guy. And maybe he still is. He's only 26. But, you know, that's a long time to be out of football. And so I'm just kind of, I don't know. You know, it's a nice lottery ticket. I don't want to pay a top six-round pick. As we get to round seven, I'd probably gamble on him.
Well, we've got our inner office league coming up, Chris, and might as well take advantage of your expertise. 10-team PPR league. UNASH has the number one pick. I have the number two pick. I'm going to assume he's going to take Antonio Brown. Am I wrong about that, Scott?
I will not speculate. If I don't take him, Chris is going to fly back.
Well, if you don't take him, I will. Okay. Let's assume Scott's going to take Antonio Brown. And you like Beckham, I know a lot. I'm more concerned about the snake backwards. I noticed in a couple drafts on RotoWire, you went for Le'Veon Bell. Now a three-game suspension. People have gone with Alshon Jeffrey. What should I expect on that snake around, Chris?
You know, it's really different. I mean, the NFFC leagues that I took Le'Veon Bell, which I was happy with, that's a very specific type of league. They take receivers like crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You might not get those guys on the way back. Here's a couple names I would be happy with if I were you. Certainly Bell. I don't think he makes it. Devonta Freeman. I would be reasonably happy with Jeffrey. He's very injury prone, but great when healthy. I would be happy with Amari Cooper. I would be happy with T.Y. Hilton. I would be happy with, Keenan Allen, reasonably so in a PPR. So any of those guys come back, I think you could feel good. The difficult choice is if the best players left are running backs. And if they are, then I would go, with the Freeman and in 3 and 4 go with Mark Greenlands and Eddie Lacy's of the world. But you want to in a PPR, especially if you need to start three receivers, to get as many high quality, high volume receivers as possible.
If the wide receiver position is so deep, Chris, why not try to gobble up a quality running back with a first pick?
Because the receiver position is not that deep in terms of skill and opportunity, right? You have some guys like Golden Tate, who you think, oh, he'll get a lot of opportunities with Calvin gone.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not great. Stafford's not great. So is the quality of opportunity going to be great? And can you count on him to be the number one? Is Marvin Jones going to take over that role? Because he's not that good. So it really isn't – there's not that many receivers that you kind of know are going to get 140-plus targets and you know – they're good. They're going to be quality targets that they make a lot out of. There's probably only about 18 of those guys. So it does dry up. And, in the NFFC, literally the 18 receivers are gone through the second round. So I just started taking running backs because there was no receiver that I really trusted after that. But in most leagues, there's enough running backs taken that you want to get in rounds 2 and 3, 2 or 3 of those receivers that have both opportunity and skills.
319-366-1600, Guppy's on the go text line. Give us a phone call as well. You go right to the top of the queue and the top of the line here. Chris Liss of RotoWire.com joining us here on the Wednesday edition of the program. His appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. I have mixed feelings, Chris, about drafting first. I'm not a big fan of it. I love the middle because you're not going to get that top flight guy like an Antonio Brown, but... you're going to get a pretty good player, and then you're going to have you don't have to wait 2 hours to get another draft choice and just watch your entire list go out the door until you're down to somebody you don't even want. Talk me off the ledge on that.
I like picking at the corners, not the middle, because in the middle you still have to wait quite a few picks, every single pick. At the corners, you have to wait a ton of picks, but you also get 2 in a row, and I really like getting 2 in a row strategically. The tough part about the corners is you got to worry about runs, right? You're like, okay, it's round 9, and I've passed on all the quarterbacks. Well, you don't have to worry about quarterback. There's always a quarterback, but tight ends, let's say. And you're like, okay, do I take Zach Ertz in round 9 or 10, or do I wait? And there could be 6 or 7 tight ends going in that 24-pick span, and suddenly you're just SOL. But I actually like doing it. I think it's worth getting the top pick. I think it's great to get that first pick in the third round also when you last pick second, first pick third. And I think it's a good spot, Scott. You should be very happy about it.
All right. And then how about this before we get to Mike here on the phone? Take a good player, but maybe a flyer. Would you say maybe, I don't know if he's going to be out there, but for example, like say a Gronk or somebody, if he's around.
You're talking about second or third round?
In the second round. At the end of that second round. He's going to be gone. But
return. I'm not a Gronk guy in PPR because he only caught 72 balls last year, but in the 2-3 turn, if you can get Gronk, knock yourself out, get him. If you got Antonio Brown and Gronk to start your draft, that'd be very strong.
All right, let's go to the phones and bring in Mike. He's got a running back question today for Chris. Mike, good afternoon. How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Great.
Good. I have a question. Wondering how he feels Chris Johnson will cut into David Johnson's production.
Yeah, so that was my worry this spring and summer. Like, okay, you draft this guy in the first round, and they drive down the first series of game 1, and they hand it to Chris Johnson for the score, and you're pulling your hair out. You're like, really? My first-round pick? It's still possible that that happens occasionally. They're going to use Chris Johnson to an extent. But if you read, if you Google David Johnson and latest news, and you read what they're saying about him, they're comparing him to Marshall.
Uh-oh. We lost Chris on Skype. We'll get him back on there, Mike. We'll get him to answer your question. All right, we'll get him back on there. 319-366-1600. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and we'll get Chris back on from Germany and finish up our conversation with him. More after this, KGYM.
Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club and pay no green fees. Shotgun tee-off is at 1. The cost is just $30. Individual and team play will be chosen randomly. And since there are no green fees, all the cash goes to prizes, meaning you get 100% of your money back. No green fees. No more excuses. Come play the Wednesday game at St. Andrews Golf Club. Sign up in the clubhouse before 12:30 or call that morning, 393-9915.
What does CID stand for? Well, the Eastern Iowa Airport for one thing, but now it also means Charlotte is a destination. Beginning November 4th, you can fly nonstop from the Eastern Iowa Airport to Charlotte, North Carolina on American Airlines. And from Charlotte, you can connect to places all around the world. Oh yeah, at the Eastern Iowa Airport, it's all about the connections. Book your tickets now at AA.com.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics on the Gym. First Federal Credit Union, financial solutions for the way you live. FirstFedCU.com. Member NCUA and equal housing lender.
Two hosts born and raised in Eastern Iowa, talking Eastern Iowa sports. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on the Gym Class, KGYM.
Back with you at 3:50, and I think we've reestablished our connection to Germany. And Chris List of rotowire.com. Chris, can you hear us?
Yeah, sorry about that. It's probably my daughter trying to watch a cartoon on the internet or something that is that killed us. I got to have a word with her.
That's okay. That's okay.
She's
Let's
a tough
go.
Customer. She's a tough negotiator.
Let's bring in Jeff from Cedar Rapids. He's got a quarterback question for you today. Jeff, go ahead.
Yeah, quick question here. I got a fantasy keeper between, and I need to turn this in by the night, so your help is grateful. Jameis Winston or Blake Bortles, who should I keep?
I like both quite a bit this year. I guess I have Bortles ahead of him a little bit because I think the weapons are a little better, although I like Winston's weapons too. But Bortles just had a bigger year last year, and he's a better runner, although Winston does run a bit. Winston had, I think, 6 rushing touchdowns. I don't think he repeats that. So it's 50-50. They're both young. They're both going to be good for a while. But keeper league is the only thing. If it were for just this year, I'd take Bortles. But Winston could be a superstar. It's really 50-50.
And one more question for you quick.
Yep.
Who's going to have a better year, Amari Cooper or Brandon Marshall?
That's also quite close. I'm going to go Marshall. I think he has one more big year in him. He's just such a good red zone target. I think the problem with Cooper is they don't look to him enough when they're in close.
All right, appreciate the call. 319-366-1600. I love Amari Cooper, even though he's a Raider. I love him as far as fantasy football and his upside. I think he's going to be
Carr's main target, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. I got to think so. Is this the year, Chris, Derek Carr takes a big leap for fantasy purposes?
I am not a Derek Carr guy. I think he's not that good. He had 7 yards per passing attempt. I have him in the Ryan Tannehill tier. People are dropping this guy up with Jameis Winston and Eli Manning and Kirk Cousins. For me, no way. He had a lot of touchdowns last year, but I think they're going to run it more. Their D is going to be better. I don't like Derek Carr.
A couple quick texts here for you, Chris, and then another phone call. 9437, who's the best running back in a 12-team non-PPR?
Still David Johnson. I mean, in non-PPR, Gurley is right there because you don't have to, you know, the receptions aren't as big a deal, but I still go David Johnson.
4774, our friend Cajun Troy, doesn't really play fantasy football much, but where would you put Kelvin Benjamin for the Panthers? I think he's going to be a top receiver.
Yeah, he's got to beat out Devin Funchess. I mean, right now, Funchess is really pushing him for that number one role. And Benjamin, he was good as a rookie, not great. Tore his ACL. I don't know. I'm saying around 7th round is where I pull the trigger. I'm not taking him ahead of that.
All right, let's get a couple of phone calls before we let you go here, Chris. Let's go to Don from Cedar Rapids with a quarterback question. Don, good afternoon. Hi, Don. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a PPR league. I have Ben Roethlisberger and Matt Ryan as quarterback. Who would you start week one?
I haven't even looked at the matchups, to be honest, but
Ben is at Washington, and Matt Ryan is, I believe, at home.
Against who?
I can't remember who he's playing.
I'll try to find that.
Okay, well, I mean, you got to look it up, you know, case by case, but I'd say like 7 or 8 times out of 10, I'd go Roethlisberger over Ryan. But if Ryan were facing, say, the Saints, I might start him at home.
Okay.
All right, I'll find that out for you, Chris, here in just a moment.
I know they're not facing the... No, actually, they might be. I got to look it up.
Yeah, I'll have to find that out for you here coming up. Let's go to... let's bring in Ryan from Cedar Rapids. Ryan, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I just had a question on a keeper league. I get to keep 2 players, and I have Gronk, Jamal Charles, and Cam Newton. So I was just wondering who you would keep.
I would keep Charles and Gronk. QBs are a dime a dozen.
Perfect. Thank you.
As good as Cam is.
Yeah, as good as he is.
What do you think of Charles this year, Chris?
I'm a little nervous. You know, the guy goes through ACLs like old clothes, and he's 30. And everyone's worried about Arian Foster. Arian Foster's 3 months older than Jamal Charles. He's good, but I'm probably late second, early third on him, and he's usually gone before that time.
Atlanta, by the way, starts with Tampa at home. So,
I'd probably go Roethlisberger still. Tampa's pretty weak, but Roethlisberger, I think he'll light up the Redskins, even with Josh Norman.
Yeah. Hey, Chris, appreciate the magazine. You guys did a great job with it, and tell us about that. Tell us some other great stuff that you guys are offering at rotowire.com.
Yeah, if you guys enjoy this segment, I highly recommend you take the free trial at rotowire.com. It's rotowire.com/trial. It's 10 days, no credit card needed. You get all of our stats and updated news and customizable draft sheets. If you have a league with 2 running backs or 3 running backs, or it's full PPR or it's no PPR, you plug those in, you get customized ranking for your particular league. Again, it's rotowire.com/trial.
All right, Chris. Hey, we'll talk to you next week, and have a good draft. I'm sure you have a few by then.
Yeah. Thanks, Scott. You too, man. Take care.
All right. Chris List joining us from rotowire.com from Germany. Good to talk with our German friend.
Sounds good. You can tell in his voice he's jazzed up for the season to start as well, and I think by the volume of texts and calls that we got, so are our listeners out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Chris's appearance brought to you by Imon Communications. Coming up tomorrow, we are going to be at the LeJames International College Tailgate Tour at Kennedy, talking with a lot of the Kennedy coaches. A look ahead to the season opener tomorrow night. 5th-rated Kennedy taking on 8th-rated Muscatine. Really looking forward to the game and our trip to Kennedy tomorrow.
One of my favorite times of year to go out to the various campuses in the metro area, and it happens to kick off with Kennedy, but we'll hit them all before the fall ends.
Absolutely, both north and south. The dream is going to come to an end for Johnston, Iowa. It's falling apart. Top of the 5th inning, it is 14-3, Tennessee on top, and right now, they're just playing pepper with the Iowa kids. But it was a great run for Johnston, Iowa. Maybe they've got a comeback for the ages in them. We will have to wait and see on that.
Good season for them.
We need to give away a Dr. Pepper prize pack. Caller number 6, you're going to win it at 319-366-1600. 319-366-1600. Dr. Pepper prize pack. 12-pack of regular Dr. Pepper. 12-pack of Diet Dr. Pepper. Dr. Pepper t-shirt. KGYM t-shirt. Pint glass. And more. Caller number 6, 319-366-1600. APC is next.
There are 2 kinds of hot. One is where a walk to the mailbox leaves you thirsty. But with Metro PCS, you get the other kind of hot. The good kind. Because now, when you switch to Metro PCS,